always good when your leaders are thinking like that. A few of the others then were kind of, okay, let's get the ball off the pitch, we've got to win, get out here. When you get to fast finales, you don't need bonus points, you need to win.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Welcome to Anfield. I'm with David Myler. We are frozen solid, but we are going to try and get through this. And we've just watched Liverpool 2, Manchester United 2, which, you know, despite the great rivalry between the two sides, let's be honest, is a bit of a surprise result considering the form of the two of them. Was this sort of a return to the mean for both? Liverpool dipped off a little bit and Manchester United were better than they've been in recent weeks?
Yeah, and I think that's probably the best way to put it. Liverpool were disappointing for large periods. They had moments where they were really good, but on a whole, I felt United's defensive structure, you know, had improved, and they actually looked a threat on the attack. You know, the biggest concern you'd have of United is where the goal is going to come from. I thought really Bruno Fernandes grew into the game. I thought he was probably man of the match, certainly second half anyway. Everything that was positive that United had came through him. Obviously, you see the assist for Martinez's goal, his involvement then in the build-up before the equaliser. But certainly, from the United standpoint, I think Amran's had those few days to work with the players. I think he'd be really pleased, you know, with the form they've been in, to come here and actually get a result and get something out of the game.
You could argue maybe winning the Manchester Derby is a bigger result than drawing at Anfield, but this was a totally different type of performance. That was a smash and grab against a city in crisis, whereas, you know, Liverpool are coming to this with a chance to go 8 points clear at the top of the league. Even when United found themselves 2-1 down, like that's where heads could have easily dropped. I think we all expected Liverpool to go on and maybe score a third or fourth, but United really did show a lot of character there, something that they've been massively criticised for lacking in recent weeks.
Yeah, and even as it got later into the game, when it was 2-2, United actually were pushing hard. I remember there, Liverpool had a corner late on in the 80th minute, or the high 80 minute, like Onana came and collected it and threw it wide, and they went on the counter-attack straight away. In recent games, they would have, you know, if they were ahead, they would, you know, try to slow it down, certainly when you're away from home. But United were on the front foot, and look, there was a lot of pleasing signs for United fans in that. Amran is starting. I think the players are starting to understand his system of playing, his style of playing, what he wants from the players. I still felt early on there were some moments where players were a bit hesitant in the press. They got it slightly wrong and they almost got punished by Liverpool. A couple of tweaks, you could see him giving instructions to the players. They took on the information, and you know, for Liverpool struggled to break them down, to create some clear-cut chances. Obviously, they get fortunate enough with the penalty. You know, the first goal from Gakpo is superbly worked. It's off a second phase. McAllister with that beautiful pass in between centre-back and full-back, or wing-back, I should say. And it's an incredible finish. But
the atmosphere was interesting, wasn't it? Because look, despite the bitter, bitter cold and the snow being gathered in the sidelines, like, it was red hot at the off, and that, you know, you can kind of tell from coming to Anfield the different types of atmospheres, and this was an atmosphere of expectation. Of Liverpool supporters were expecting their team to come here and beat their biggest rivals and probably beat them well, and that probably bled into a lot of the frustration from the crowd, because they were really getting after them in the first half, particularly when United were winning any sort of 50-50, or if Liverpool players were outnumbered by United players in midfield.
Well, I think it's always been the big game that Liverpool fans look for, isn't it? When you play United and when you play them in Anfield. We've been fortunate enough to cover games here, and we've seen the atmosphere. Liverpool were in such a good run of form. United have been struggling massively, that you almost, as you turn up, as you come to Anfield, there's this feel of Liverpool are going to go and they're going to run right and they're going to score four or five goals. Look, I said at the top of the show, I felt that, you know, Liverpool would come and win 5-1. United came with a different attitude. Obviously, with derbies, yes, form can go out the window a little bit, but, you know, I was impressed by United.
Did they miss Zabba's lie today?
Probably, yeah. I look at, like, Liverpool's midfield, it'd be very it's very hard to criticise them. Certainly McAllister and Gravenbeck, they've been superb all season. I felt Curtis Jones was sloppy and poor first half. He turned over possession far too many times. I felt Ugarte and Maynou, you know, combated those midfielders. McAllister then grew into the game. You saw with the change he brought Jota on, he played him more centrally. Not a familiar position for him. Yes, I know he's played as kind of that attacking midfielder number 10 before, but you nearly needed someone like a Szoboszlai, someone who will drive the ball forward. But
a bit more powerful.
Yes, someone who would pick up from deep and drive forward and almost commit bodies and try and create, you know, little gaps and defences that you can slide passes through. So look, it was really, really disappointing for Liverpool, not at the level today.
Alexander-Arnold is going to get a lot of criticism for his performance, particularly after everything that's gone on over the past week and the links with Real Madrid. And Roy Keane had a great line at half time about never mind Real Madrid, he'd be looking to get a game for Tranmere, and I think Tranmere said we're fine at right back actually. His defensive issues were exposed, but again, just a general sloppiness to his play.
Yeah, and it's always difficult to go and criticise someone. You know, I understand those moments in games where it is difficult, but there was no spark in him. There was no... Yes, early on the first 10, 15 minutes, he picked up, you know, some great positions, drove forward the ball. He was looking to put balls into areas that we've seen him doing. He was feeding Salah, making those underlapping runs, getting himself into good areas. And then as the game progressed, that probably the second part of the first half, he was forcing too many balls. He was making a lot of unforced errors. And then United ended up having some success down his side. Obviously, the way Liverpool want to press, look, we know Salah doesn't track back as much. I think he's been given that luxury under this manager. Trent was jumping, spaces were appearing in behind him. And that's where the momentum started for United. All United's success in the first half came down.
Yeah.
Liverpool's right-hand side there left. Even the two goals that United scored came down Trent's side. He's had a tough afternoon off the back of this Real Madrid approach. Who knows the contract situation? It's very easy for people to say they can just crack on with their football and play, but in the background there's always those questions: what are you doing? Where are you going? What do you want? I don't know the conversations that are being had between Trent, his representatives in Liverpool. Has he batted them down? Is he looking at an approach from Real Madrid? I don't know.
Does that performance following a week of that sort of speculation create a bit of an issue for Arne Slot?
Yes. I've always been the one back the man, back the player. Like, I wouldn't just take him out now because of this. You'd have to see how he's training, how he's working. But certainly for Trent, he needs to get back to the heights that we know he can play at. Where these approaches from Real Madrid come, that comes off the back of his performances for the last few months. But today was certainly nowhere near the level that we know that Trent can play at.
On the other side then, for Manchester United, Harry Maguire this week, the club have extended his contract by another year, and listen, the missed chance at the end is gonna hurt him. But that performance probably silenced a lot of the critics, and probably a lot of Manchester United supporters wondering where that level of performance has been over the last few years.
Well, I think as of recently, since he's gotten back into the squad, he's actually performed at a really, really good standard and a good level. Seen Amaran's comments during the week about the leadership. Harry's had a really difficult 18 months, 24 months at United, certainly with the captaincy, losing that, then being in and out of the team, not being able to get some consistent playing time to be able to build on performances. I think he's had that now. Obviously, on a personal level, having played him and known, like, I'm delighted that, he's extended his contract, because you go back, 18 months ago, they were talking about get rid of him, take, 10, 15 million from him, sell him off, and now he looks like he's the mainstay. Obviously, the system has changed. Amaran's playing three centre-backs. Martinez suits that left-sided centre-back. So then you've got that almost colossal figure, the bigger one in the middle, and then he's got De Ligt, who's got a little bit more pace. And they've actually worked well. I think Amaran needs probably more time on the training pitch. I know he highlighted himself.
Does that performance overall change the conversation around Manchester United? Because they've lost their last three games. It was 7 points in 8 games. Now it's 8 points in 9 games under Ruben Amorim. But that away from home against the team top of the league was really impressive at times. But the conversation has been, they don't have the players. They need a complete overhaul. They need to sign 9-10 players. None of these players are at the Manchester United level. Does today prove that actually a lot of these players are at that level? They just need a manager to get them organised and motivated to perform better than they have been.
It's very easy to come to Anfield and go and perform when, like, United are coming to the game with no expectation. I think a lot of United fans, if they were completely honest, they'd have been hoping for a draw or don't get hammered. Can we go in?
Like, these games have gone one of two ways. So in the last five league games at Anfield, there've been three draws now, and a 4-0 and a 7-0. Yeah. So they have, you know, while it's easy to come to Anfield and perform, they've also not performed at Anfield.
Yeah, yeah, but it's what I mean by is there's no expectation. You're not expected to come and do anything in the game. You almost have a free shot. You're the underdog. Things aren't going well. You can see how we set them up. They're organised. You know, they were a lot more organised today. They limited Liverpool in the opportunities. They snuffed out any real danger. In the slight moments early on, they got wrong. You know, Liverpool created. They didn't punish them. But you can see, like, it's very easy to do it for one game. I think the challenge now that Ruben will have to the players is, can we go and repeat that week in, week out? That's where United want to be. They want to be back up around the top end of the table, certainly in Champions League spots, fighting for that. Do they need an overhaul of players? No. They need, like, you look at the, you know, United's bench, they've got a couple of young academy players. Are they going to come on? No, you're almost taking players knowing that they're not going to really play. Like, you look at it today, right? They bring on Euro.
What a tackle that was at the end.
Spend a lot of money on him. I think he's a good, exciting young centre half. I think he'll grow and develop under Annemarron. Certainly with the way they play three centre backs, it's an opportunity for him to play and, like, learn. Then you've got Garnacho coming on. Xerxes, I know he had his, you know, the tough incident recently against Newcastle. I think he'll bounce back from that. I think the way Ruben Amaran has handled that, I imagine there have been conversations behind closed doors and saying, look, it was more of a tactical thing, it was nothing personal. Look, United have always been one of those clubs. The fans have backed their players. I know there was talks of boos and whatever, but I think they will get behind them.
Well, they've probably the perfect tests coming up in that they've got a cup game against Arsenal next week, and then their next two league games are at home to Southampton and Brighton. Like, that's where a Manchester United side go and show their authority.
And yeah, it is, but it's always interesting. It's fascinating when you're the team that is expected to go and dominate a game, and you're expected, certainly United at Old Trafford, like, forget about who they're playing. They're expected to be on the front foot and be creating and be attacking and create chances and score goals. When you play against now, right, with the struggles United have had in the past few seasons, if they play the Liverpools, the Arsenals, the Man Cities, they're almost that bit deeper, and then they can try and catch them on the counter-attack. The Southampton-Brighton games will pose different challenges to United. Mm. Today, you always have that one...
That you know, one you know what it's going to be.
That Liverpool can counter-attack you, so you don't commit as many bodies forward. When Liverpool play Southampton, they're going to have to be on the front foot. They're going to have to probe, and then at the same time commit bodies forward, but shut the back door and not give Southampton any opportunities. You've seen there in recent games at home, they've committed it and they've been caught, and they've been caught in the counter-attack, they've been sucker-punched, and they've ended up... And you look at it, regardless, it's still Manchester United. I still expect them, like... People were, you know, talking about. I know Amaron said, like, we are in a relegation. They're not. Like, they're still Manchester United. Mm. I still fully expect them to finish in the top half of the table. I can't see that group of players. I can still see them winning games. I don't see them blowing teams out of the water, but I can still see them. They have enough firepower. If Bruno Fernandes can start putting in performances like he did on a regular basis, he'll be the driving force. Diallo getting another goal today. If they can get Hoyland firing, I think he's a good, exciting young player. Will he go and get you 20 plus league goals? I don't know. I don't think so. If United were to go and get someone in this window, then I think it will be a 9. They still got Marcus Rashford. Obviously
not
in here.
The squad today. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I think it's the fourth in a row now he's missed. So that situation needs to be addressed. Whether, you know, Amaron is going to use him, where does he use him? Because I don't know. I still think there's probably a place for Marcus Rashford in this group.
It is very, very cold at Anfield. Just to finish then, Liverpool are 6 points clear at the top with a game in hand. Do you see Arsenal or Chelsea or Manchester City getting back into a title race?
Yes. Look, today's obviously a dint in the road. Mm. Certainly with United's form, Liverpool playing United, you think that Liverpool are going to come win. These are going to happen. They're going to happen throughout the season. That's why no team has won every game. And it's. I fully expect... Look, Man City have been terrible now. They've won the last few games. I expect them to kind of go on. It's always this way. They end up going on a massive run. Liverpool are fighting then on all four fronts in all competitions. How Arne Slot, you know, rotates the squad, keeps players fresh, keeps them fit. that'll be the challenge for him. Liverpool see this as a, you know, look, they've got their noses in front. Can they maintain it? Yes, they can. I believe they will, but I do feel Arsenal will close the gap, and I do think Man City will be back.
All right, great stuff, David. I think we lost feeling in our feet about 3 hours ago, so let's go try and warm up.
I know, yeah.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
All was good when your leaders are thinking like that. A few of the others then were kind of, okay, let's get the ball off the pitch. We've got to win, get out here. When you get to fast finales, you don't need bonus points. You need to win.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.